I worked for a time at a very good magazine called The Reporter. It was edited by a man who had fled Mussolini's fascist Italy, Max Ascoli, and he became a player, too much of a player for a journalist. He was became an intimate of Lyndon Johnson. He was a factor in keeping the Vietnam War going. But The Reporter covered politics in a way that other magazines didn't. And it was through The Reporter there was a freedom there. So when I heard musicians talk about Malcolm X, and he wasn't in the news at all then, I decided I would do a piece on him. And I wrote, I guess, the first piece on Malcolm, who became a friend of mine to our mutual surprise, in The Reporter magazine. And that's a story, and I'll quickly go into that because there's a music part of it. I called the mosque in Harlem and arranged to meet him at the Nation of Islam luncheonette. I came in about 9 in the morning. I wasn't there. Nobody paid any attention. I ordered some coffee, and it appeared magically in front of me. And there was a tune on the jukebox, "A White Man's Heaven is a Black Man's Hell." And I figured that was being played as not as a request, but as a message. But I liked the sound of the singer. It was a high tenor, a calypso kind of tenor. I walked over, and it was Calypso Louis, who later became Louis Farrakhan. He used to make his living as a singer. So I'm still waiting for Malcolm X, and I finished reading the paper, and I figured, to hell with this. I'm going out, and there's a man sitting at the door at a table, and he said, "You're looking for somebody?" I said, "Yeah, Malcolm X." He said, "Sit up." And for about an hour or two, I listened as he talked, and later we came to know each other. But that was a part of journalism when I could get that kind of gig that was very interesting, and I still kept writing about the music. It was all part of the same thing. It was life.